The dog whisperer psychology trains people, not the dogs. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The dog whisperer, using psychology, trains people and not the dogs. In all of his statements to people, the dog whisperer continually says he is not a dog trainer. He is a condition trainer. He is a person who brings to the attention of the owners and the people who have dogs how they can have the dog as a more happy, harmonious being in their world. The dog whisperer is very happy and very wonderful being. He goes up to the dog and he takes charge. He goes up to the dog and he puts out his chest and up with his chin and shoulders back and tummy in, and he says, "This is it. I'm in charge here. I am the alpha dog. I'm the one who is totally in charge here. I'm the master here. I am the one." And he goes to the dog and he does that, and he takes his foot and he takes control of the circumstances, and the dog instantly recognizes that this guy is in charge. The dog doesn't try to complain. The dog naturally is going to try to maintain the status that he felt he had as leader of the pack. And then a new leader comes in, and that new leader knows his business. And he has studied other dogs. He has studied dogs, and he has seen how they control the pack. And they will take a nip out of another dog who they want to tell, "Hey, look, I'm the boss here." They will grab him and they'll lay him over on his side, and they'll stand four paws over him, and they'll look down into his face and say, "You want to be in this pack? Then recognize that I'm the boss. I am in charge. I am in charge." And the dog realizes that the pack leader is in charge, and he relaxes, and he becomes no longer offensive. He is totally cooperative. He's cooperative with the pack. Now you say, "Well, now that's interesting. But where is the dog whisperer teaching psychology to people about people?" Well, the dog whisperer says to people, if you want to be in charge of your dog or dogs, you must be the pack leader. And to be the pack leader, you must show them who is the one in charge, who is the one dominant. You're not going to hurt them. The mother picks up her puppies by the scruff of the neck in her mouth and carries them around. And when a dog is misbehaving, the pack leader will go over and take his teeth and clump into the shoulder of the dog that's not behaving, not to hurt the dog, but to show the dog that, "Hey, I'm the boss. No fooling around here. You don't fool around with me. I am the boss." And the other dogs all cooperate very nicely. Oh, sometimes they put up a fight because there are two leaders and one is going to fight for dominance over the other. But the real pack leader, the one who has done his homework, he has no trouble. The real pack leader is master of himself. The real pack leader knows that he is in charge. Now, he doesn't perhaps know why he's in charge. He doesn't know that it's his genes or his chromosomes or his birth or whatever it is. He doesn't know these various reasons for why he is the pack leader. It's just something in him that says he is the pack leader. and he goes out and takes charge. Perhaps when he is going around the dogs, he finds them docile around him. He finds them cooperative and willing to roll over for him and let him be the boss. Or perhaps he just chooses that. We cannot always be inside of a dog's mind, or really a person's mind either, too much, to know why some people are leaders and other people are followers. But that's a fact. And the leader will lead. The leader will lead because the leader believes the leader should lead. And as the leader leads, because the leader believes he should lead, he's doing wonderful and positive things. What Cesar Millan shows to his people as the dog whisperer is how to approach a dog. And how do you lead a pack? How do you be the leader of the pack? How do you be a pack leader? Well, as Caesar's training these people, showing them how to be the master of their dog, he's showing them how to be a pack leader. He's showing them how to take control and how to make the dog not necessarily like it, but how to have the dog cooperate. And a dog cooperates and not likes it or dislikes it. The dog knows who is the leader of the pack, and the dog follows the leader of the pack. Caesar stands before the dog, and he looks at the dog, and he points down with his finger, and the dog lays down. Caesar, when a dog is wanting to take a bone and wanting to possess a bone, Caesar will take his foot and he'll step on the bone. And he'll say, "This is my bone." He won't say it out loud. He will say it by gestures and by the fact that he overwhelmingly is taking the bone away. Now the dog will not feel that he can grab the bone. He will not feel that he can take the bone from Caesar, because Caesar is taking the bone. Caesar is learning how to be a master. He's learning how to be in charge of the pack. Now it's true, Caesar teaches this, so therefore he's not really learning how, but he's demonstrating how a pack master, how the leader of the pack is the leader of the pack. When Father comes into the house in the evening, and he is the dominant one, all the household sets up on their ear to do everything right for him. They want to get his slippers, they want to get the paper magazine for him, they want to bring him his coffee, they want to do everything they can to make him happy. Now, why does he deserve that? Well, he doesn't deserve that. He is the pack leader, and that's what the pack leader gets, always. And if the pack leader doesn't get that, then that person is not the pack leader. Now, when the family is solicitous of mother, they find that she is the pack leader. She says what goes on, and she may be very gentle about it, but she's very definite, and everyone responds because she has taken control. In the training that Caesar does with people, he goes into their homes and he shows them how to be a pack leader. When the dogs are begging at the table, he moves the dogs sort of with his legs, sort of encouraging them outside of the door leading to the kitchen. And they can look in the door, but they cannot walk over the threshold. They cannot pass from one room into the kitchen. He has them there, and he looks at them, or he says, "No," or he says, "Stay," or he says whatever he says. And then, every once in a while, he'll look over there and indicate his eminence, his dominance, and he'll indicate, no, no, stay there. And he'll do this for a period of time. He'll do this while he's sitting at the table eating. He'll do this while other people are chatting and being very friendly, and the dogs are used to coming to the table. But he will have a line drawn there, an invisible line, and he will not let the dogs or dog pass over that line. And when the dog does not pass over the line, the dog knows who the boss is. The dog is not being hurt. The dog is not being in any way abused or misused. The dog is merely learning what the rules of the house are. And the rules of the house are, this is the dinner table, and we do not have dogs begging at the dinner table. If our dogs lie at our feet at the dinner table, that's okay. They lie at our feet as we sit in the living room or anywhere else, that's fine. But the moment they beg, out. The moment they beg, they are not welcome. Because they have their food, and they have their... Now, what Caesar is teaching people is that you cannot humanize a dog. Or if you humanize a dog, you're going to take away who a dog is. A dog, as Caesar would say, is first and foremost an animal. And if you will handle it as an animal, treat it as an animal, it will be a very happy creature. But if you're going to expect the dog to act like a human being, to act like a person who has the attitudes and the training that you've had or that you give to your children or your family, that's unfair to the dog. And Caesar teaches people not to be unfair to animals, to let the animals know who is the boss and what are the house rules. What are the rules in going for a walk? Does the dog walk in front and pull? Does the dog walk by your side? Or does the dog walk just a little behind you? Where has he learned his training? When there's a pack of dogs, the pack leader always is out front. And anybody who tries to get in front of him gets a nip by the pack leader as a reminder, hey, no way. And so we take our hand like a mouth and we nip at the shoulder of the dog. We're not hurting the guy. We're just reminding him that we are the leader of the pack and that the leader of the pack tells the pack what to do. And the pack does what the leader tells it to do, or the leader must do a little training with the pack. So, in fact, you, Milan, is teaching the people who have pets how to be assertive, how to be definite, how to be in control. And this attitude can go into all areas of our life as human beings. Not just with our pets, our cats, our dogs, our monkeys, or whatever animals we might have. When we are in charge, when we are Tarzan of the jungles, all the jungle knows that we are in charge. And all the humans know it too. Now the humans try to test Tarzan and try to find out if he really can get away with being their pack leader. And they usually find that he wins. Of course, that's how the story is written. But in truth, that's the way it works. If we were to look at it carefully, we'd find that human beings are first and foremost animals. We have the desire to live. We have the desire for the comforts. We have the desire for all the things, just like an animal does. We have the desire to be led, or we have the desire to lead. And in a group of animals, there can only be one leader. In a group of people, there can only be one leader. Not because only one person has the ability to lead, but only one person takes the responsibility to lead. They take the responsibility to lead by standing up for a principle that they believe in. By standing up for whatever their desires and goals are in life. by being affirmative on who and what they are. And then they go out and they practice that. They don't go out and allow themselves the freedom to not practice it. They go out and they are kind to everyone. They are loving. They are thoughtful. They have unconditional love toward all the world, starting with themselves. And in this attitude of mind, in this frame of reference, that is how great leaders are founded. That's how great leaders come forth. People who have a better way to show people how to live a fuller, more complete life. We have that ability to live a fuller, more complete life by just entering into being ourselves and having fun. And when we're entering into being ourselves and having fun, truly, everybody wants to follow us. The children in the play box that are sitting joyfully having fun, all the other children want to go and join that child because they feel his charisma, they feel his joy, they feel his leadership, they feel his being himself and having fun. And they think that's cool. And who wouldn't? Think it's cool. Act like it's cool. Live like it's cool. Be that demonstration for yourself. And just watch how wonderful it is when all of the dreams that you have are fulfilled because you have learned to be the leader of your pack. Now, your pack could very well just be yourself. And in a majority of the cases on earth, the pack of any individual is himself. How well he leads himself, how well he believes in himself, how well he loves the world he's in, how well he delights in who and what he is. How well? That's the question. How well? And when that is known, when that is done, then the leader of the pack is indeed the leader of the pack. Anyone can be a dog whisperer. Anyone who has unconditional love in his heart. Anyone who looks at the world and says it's good and very good. Anyone who says, these are my principles and I do not violate them. These are my principles by which I govern, guide, and direct my life. These are my principles. They come from the very depth of my being and I follow them 100%. And everybody else knows that. And when there are weak people, they are followers. When there are strong people, they are leaders. There is a place for everyone to be a leader who wants to be a leader. There can be your office. There can be going into the grocery store. There can be being with your family, your children, your friends, your spouse, being on whatever job you may be. It doesn't matter. When you live your charisma, you are being the dog whisperer. When you live your charisma, you are being the pack leader. And all the pack cooperates with you 100%, or they are out of the pack. And most pack participants want to be in the pack. They don't want to be out of the pack. And they do not feel it is terrible to show that they are cowards, because they don't call it being cowardice. When somebody comes in and takes over the pack, the others cooperate. Humans like to give them humanistic traits and say, oh, they're just waiting for their time. They're just waiting for their time, or they're going to take over and they're going to do this. No, they're not waiting. That's a human point of view. They are very cooperative. There will be a time when the leader fails in following his principles, in following the charismatic lead he has. Then other people, other dogs, other animals, look at the pack leader and say, he's weak. He's not following what he's saying. And they will go in and try to take over the pack, but only then. So long as the pack leader believes in himself, so long as the pack leader knows who he is, so long as the pack leader stands up for his principle 100%, nothing and nobody will come in and take over his pack. He will be president continuously. He will be the pack leader. He will be the head of the family throughout the entire life of the family, because he or she believes in themselves. And the family know that the principles that their parents hold for them are the principles they hold for themselves. We can tell we live in a pretty wonderful world, because the majority of the world lives in a very harmonious way. The majority of the world lives by high values, high principles. And because of that, this is indeed a glorious, wonderful world. Today I am my pack leader because I stand up for my beliefs and I live what I believe, and my charisma shows the world what I am. This is true for all of us, and we merely have to not assert ourselves, but just be ourselves and stand up for who we are at all times. Can you do that? Well, then if you do, Caesar has done a good job in his dog psychology, which is really the human psychology of being the pack leader. Have a good day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.